If you were crush up some cane and bale the juice, you would say you were making syrup. And do you know what's made from maple sap?
Syrup.
Do you know the difference between syrup and, well, do you know if any other terms used for syrup?
Well, molasses and sorghum.
Well, what's the difference now between syrup and molasses, say?
Well, no, it's all the same.
Well, what about sorghum then? What?
Well, that's made from cane just like the syrup, and you call it molasses or sorghum.
Is there any difference between it and syrup?
No.
Is it any thicker?
No. It's thicker than the maple syrup.
Okay.
Did you ever hear of beer seed?
No.
Well, that's something that forms from the juice around the barrel and on the sack that the juice is drained through. It's a little white, something looks kind of like rice. And you put them in a jar and sweeten it with syrup, and that's called beer seed.
I never heard of that.
It's real good. It's good with your meals.
It makes a drink?
Yes, it makes a good drink. And then when you get tired of making it and you don't want none for a few days, you lay them seed out and dry them. And then when you put them back in the jar and sweeten them, put water in them, the seed multiplies.
Multiplies? Do you know what causes to multiply?
No, but they do.
And this is, you say it's kind of, it looks kind of like rice?
Yes, it's a little fat, spongy looking thing.
Is it like sugar?
Kind of like lumpy sugar, only it's soft and spongy.
And then what kind of taste does this drink have?
It has a real good taste. It's not got no kick to it, though.
Well, I guess then it tastes a little bit like syrup, except it's got...
Yes, it's got that
sweet taste.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if someone were to hand you a bowl of fruit, say it had peaches and apples in it, and that person said to you, have some peaches, and you might say, no,
give me an apple.
All right. What if you looked out over your field up there and said, there are four bears coming this way? You might say, I see
the bears coming.
All right. If you had a particular quilt that you thought was very pretty and you wanted to show it to me, you would say, I'll be back. It's just right in
there.
Okay. What if you had a neighbor who owned a big orchard, and you would tell me, if I were to meet that man, you say, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
All right. If there were a boy in this room, and I knew that his father had a lot of money, maybe rich, you would tell me, he's the boy
that has the rich father.
Well, all right. Very good. What do you call the sea?